Greetings. Today I am in Bulgaria. I just finished an awesome time of ministry here. God was powerful in Blagoevgrad, and these past few days in Plovdiv have been phenomenally filled with God's manifest presence. God is loving us, and God is joining our spirits to His Holy Spirit to empower us from within in our true identity as sons and daughters for the glory of His name. We are in a season in the earth where God is restoring the identities of His sons and daughters. In the world, it looks like there is an identity crisis, but I believe it is really a hunger in the hearts of men to find their true identity. The human soul cries out for an internal knowing of who he or she is. When the human spirit is not joined to the Holy Spirit in a constant and increasing way, the human soul yields to the influences of the flesh or influences of destructive spirits that create a false identity in the human soul. When this happens, we embrace a false identity that is not true to who God declares we are in the reality of heaven. Our true identity is not found in any created thing. Our true identity is to be an expression of the likeness and image of God in God's unique way for our lives. When we seek to create our identity from our own desires, we end up creating an image that is not true to the likeness and image of God. God is a giver. He doesn't need anything. He gives life, He gives breath, and He gives all things. When we find our true identity, we live to give life to our world. We live to give life to others. We live to give life to our children and our children's children. When we don't know our true identity, we create an identity that comes by meeting our own needs in some way. The tattoos and piercings on the body of Jesus are marks of sacrifice and suffering that He took for the sake of giving life to us. The marks on His body are not marks that He sought to find His identity. His identity in His Father empowered Him to willingly take marks that were simply the fruit and evidence of who He was. March 16th, 2023, Prophecy by Ted J. Hansen. For the Spirit of the Lord says, I am stripping away your false identities, the identities inherited by the natural generations of men, and I am birthing the inheritance of new life in Christ. This is not a time to hide in your ways, nor is it a time to hide your ways from me. Let go of that which does not define you, for that which is being birthed has a greater testimony than that which you have inherited from the past. You have believed that the things of your natural inheritance defines you, and you are even rebelling against them, for there is a cry for greater destiny in your lives. That destiny is the life that you bring to the world. It is not the life that you get from the world. Generations are being birthed in this hour. Generations are being birthed that will be established by me and established in me for that which I have declared will be. Let go of your false identities and embrace your true identity in me. For the glory of the latter temple far exceeds the former glory of every earthly temple made by the hands of men. My glory is found in my body, and my body brings life to the earth. My body contains my spirit, and my spirit births the generations of destiny who will walk in faith, confidence, and trust in me. The strength of your life is not your natural coverings. It is not found in what you proposed your natural purpose to be. The strength of your life is found in the one who resides within you. For the true city of life, the true community of life, is born of a heavenly Jerusalem. It is born from the place of my love. It is born from the place of my testimony. It is born from the place of my purpose in all things. It is birthed by the power of my grace because of my provision of peace. See me and see that we are one. You are my family. There is no gap. What is in heaven is in you, and what is in you is found in heaven. You abide in me, and I abide in you. So let my temple rise. Arise and shine with shouts of glory, for you are called to be the people of God. Blessings. Ted J. Hansen.